Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Beau Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Mic'd Up in a moment. It's Top 5 Tuesday. Dylan is in charge. It's always controversial when this happens.
I know, dude.
I don't think today will be controversial because I know my list is just, you can't touch it.
Here's the deal, though. This room, this studio is very punchy today.
Yes,
so
that's a good point.
If you have a miss on there, you're going to get annihilated.
It should only be an argument about the order. It should not be the contents. We should not be able to argue the contents of this top five. It should be about where they fit on the list, not whether they should be on the list. And yet, as I look through the glass at Dylan, I become scared.
Dylan, the one thing I have learned about Dylan is he's going to have one thing on this list that is absolutely not supposed to be there. It's always,
to you, it's not supposed to be
there.
Either
that or it's going to be just like so bland.
I got a lot of flack for the Almond Joy thing. I'll stand pat.
But here's
the deal, Almond Joy's a goated. I couldn't agree. That's the only thing I don't think I've ever could agree with you more on that.
Almond Joys are garbage, but I'll give you this. At least it was, there's flavor. This man made an ice cream top five, and it was all vanilla ice cream, essentially.
So here's my fear with this list, because it's Thanksgiving sides that won't have leftovers. I'm afraid it's going to be mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes, baked potatoes.
You think so?
Sweet potatoes.
Just real starchy. Just going to get super potato salad.
I can see why you go there, and I do have a love for potatoes, but that is not the list. There's not going to be any of that. I can guarantee you that.
He's going to go Bubba Gump and start naming all the different What different shrimp dishes?
Boy shrimp, fried shrimp, jumbo shrimp.
Yes, dude.
Can I tell you real quick, though, since Bo brought up ice cream, I found this new, like, so there's we just got an Andy's frozen custard near my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and they, like, you can build your own, like, concrete mixer. I found the perfect combo. You get the vanilla, you know, concrete mixer, like ice cream, whatever you want to call it, with M&M's, cookie dough, brownie, and they actually put like pieces of waffle cone in there.
Whoa!
That's what you go with. That is the order.
Waffle cone as a binder. I hear you. Like I can go with that.
That's the order right there.
I was scared you were about to say you just discovered like cookie dough ice cream.
Toppings.
Oh, no.
Top five
been
Tuesday.
Been a fan.
December's Top 5 Tuesday. Top 5 toppings at Yogurt Mountain.
She is just firing at people right now. It is just like, pyong,
the honeymoon pyong, phase pyong, is worn pyong, off pyong, in here. Allie's had it with all of us.
She's very quiet this morning, and I know why, because she's just saving all our words as weapons.
Yeah, that's true.
Saving my voice.
Yeah, I should have done that yesterday.
We are going to get to that top five list. I am curious what's on it. We'll get to that in a moment. But let's talk about the new college football playoff rankings tonight. After this past weekend, the games this weekend, are you expecting any major changes when this list comes out tonight?
No, I don't think major changes, but I will look to see if there is any just small shuffling, as far as like teams like Pitt go. Because correct me if I'm wrong, I believe Pitt and Miami play each other this weekend. Remember we talked about it a few weeks ago that Pitt really held the keys to the back end of this list in a lot of different ways. And I don't know, just the small changes right there. I want to see, you know, I want to see where teams like James Madison could fall in there, or Tulane, and see if there really is a chance that does, you know, is there, is, you know, how's the shuffling go in terms of the ACC and some of those at-large teams. So, yeah, I don't expect any major ones. It was such a dull weekend of college football this past weekend, but see how it all pans out.
Where was Oregon last week in the playoff?
They would have had to have been,
like, there were seven, I think, right?
I was going to say six, but yeah, maybe.
I wonder if they move at all. They beat USC.
That's a big win.
Yeah. You know what's weird is the Michigan-Ohio State game this weekend. Michigan's not bad. They're not good offensively, but they're not bad.
Yeah.
And, I mean, so that's a big game. That's a game that crazy stuff. Did you think they were going to win last year?
Every year, crazy stuff. I mean, and
Ryan Day, it's a little block.
Last year's a prime example.
And what does – what do they, if Michigan was to win that game, and obviously I'm forecasting not tonight, so sorry, but what do you do with them?
I don't know.
Because
I genuinely don't know.
They were like 17 or something.
I can tell you this much, can't put them in front of Oklahoma.
No, they don't belong. They don't belong in the, they don't belong.
Can't slide up that way. It's going to be such a good weekend of football, man. There's so many rivalry games going on. And of course, Friday, the big one on Friday that I'm really excited about watching that one. I'll still be in Florida for that one before I head back Saturday morning and take a seat for some of the college football games on Saturday.
It's going to invite you for a watch party.
Was it Ohio State that planted the flag last year and there was a big ruckus that broke out?
It was Michigan.
Michigan planted the flag
on Ohio State.
Okay, yes. Yeah. I remember that.
And that was when the pepper spray came
out.
Ooh,
that was a mess. Sideways.
Do you like as a Georgia fan that they're playing Tech at Mercedes-Benz on a Friday?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Why?
I don't. Well, first of all, the neutral site thing, I think I've already talked to multiple people that don't love it on both sides, that don't love the thought of that. And actually, I think I was talking to Grant the other day. Like, imagine if Auburn and Alabama played at a neutral site. And I was like, well, they did. Until like 20 years ago. they did it at Legion Field in Birmingham for a really long time. And that's exactly how they went about that. And he didn't like it. I actually do like the fact that it's on a Friday, though, because I think it's such a good rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it's been a little bit one-sided. But I think that it deserves that window that you're probably going to get. That sometimes, you remember Texas and Texas A&M used to get that.
Yeah,
it
used to be 11 a.m. on the Friday after Thanksgiving.
The Egg Bowl has had that at times as well. I just think it's awesome.
I know we got to get to Dylan's top five, but I don't like it for one reason. And it's because we don't get to see this. And we did get to see it Saturday, but there's never an opportunity where I don't want to see the flats on a Saturday night or even a Thursday night where you see the city shots that the TV does and you just looking in that stadium.
Sure.
That's one of the coolest. That's honestly one. If you've ever sat in that press box, that is one of the greatest sight lines that you'll get to see as a stadium. We don't get to see that. But I would tell Tech fans, and I know I'm going to get a lot of heat for this, but I would tell Tech fans that are mad about it, you're not losing anything because I've been in that stadium for that game multiple times, including when you were about to go to the ACC title game, and it was almost 50-50, if not more, Georgia fans there. So, you know,
show up, show out.
Yeah.
Yeah, show up, show out.
At least this way you're generating a little bit more revenue for the school and the program.
I'm with you on that one. And I agree with you about the scene, the skyline, and everything else. I actually went to a Bama Georgia Tech Super Regional baseball, maybe regional, and that's a cool sight, sitting in the baseball stadium looking out over the skyline. So
it is. Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah, I've been there, yeah.
That is a good point. But, you know, I think as the sun goes down on Friday and they show Atlanta, you know, in that game, that matchup, that's going to be a lot of fun. I think it deserves that stage, especially this year.
Absolutely. I want to remind you to join the Morning Shift, that is us, every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the Morning Shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix.
And as a reminder, and I'm just going to say this to the people at Buffalo's Cafe. I'm going to apologize for this list in advance, but Buffalo's Cafe... Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Buffalo's Cafe is not my list. This is Dylan's list. Go for it.
It's crazy that y'all are just negating the fact that I've had like three or four fire lists in a row. I mean, it's crazy how y'all just have this revisionist history of my list.
I think you're adding that number up a little bit more than it deserves to be.
Right. I don't think so.
You,
I think
you got it, man.
All right. We are doing the top five best Thanksgiving side dishes. We got to. Thanksgiving's only a couple of days away. Because Allie, just a couple of weeks ago, she did the sides that you're going to have plenty of leftovers because nobody's going to want them. Mm-hmm. With these sides right here, they're so good, there aren't going to be any leftovers left. So without further ado, no honorable mentions. We're getting right into it with number five.
Number five.
You going to eat your cornbread?
Not at all. I want you to have it.
Cornbread coming in at number five. And I will say this real quick before we continue. These are obviously all the foods at their peak. But it's hard to mess up cornbread too, because even bad cornbread can be pretty good.
Sweet or normal?
Sweet.
Okay.
Sweet. Sweet is cornbread.
That Jiffy.
That Jiffy. I need that Jiffy.
Is it considered a side?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's not a main course.
What? No, I just thought it was bread. I just thought it was into bread. I never considered bread a side. Okay, I'm just asking.
All right.
I would consider it a side.
Yeah, I'm not hating.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is the only one that I think I will probably get some pushback on, but I don't care because I'm standing on business and I stand 10 toes down with it with number four.
Number four.
You talking about the green bean casserole. Is that your favorite dish?
It is my favorite dish. One of my favorite dishes. Good enough to be in the top five. Y'all sleep on green bean casserole so bad. I mean, the crunchy fried onions at the top just absolutely make it, and it's good. I love me some green bean casserole. I go back to it over and over and over again until it's gone.
All right. I don't mind it.
Okay. I expect a little more pushback. Allie made a face, but, you know, I knew that was coming.
I mean, I worry about
because green bean casserole was on her list.
I worry about your stomach if you keep going back to it.
I got a stomach of steel, so I ain't worried about it at all. All right, we'll keep it pushing here. Let's go to number three.
Number three.
Just because the top of your mac and cheese is like crispy and you blowtorch it doesn't make it good.
That one came with a PSA because that is true. I do love crispy mac and like where it's crispy on the top, but just because it's crispy on the top doesn't make it good mac and cheese. I just want to put that PSA out there.
It's got to be creamy in the middle.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this. I have a bad feeling about this.
Mac and cheese is legit, though.
Mac and cheese.
It is good. It's just. Okay.
Comes in at number three. Let's continue on with number two while Boa gathers himself here.
Number two.
Take you home with me. I hate you. What we do it all over again. I love stuffing. Stuffing. I love stuffing.
That's right.
Stuffing. I love stuffing. Stuffing. More stuffing.
I mean, I'm stuffing.
I love this song.
Stuffing coming in at number two because, like, you can combine stuffing with so much stuff. Obviously, you can put it on the turkey. I'm the type where, like, the stuffing, if it's that top tier, if it's good stuff, you can put the stuffing, like, you can eat it with, like, your potatoes. You can combine stuffing with multiple things on your Thanksgiving plate.
Are you guys in the thought process that there's a difference between stuffing and dressing?
Yeah, I kind of.
It depends where you make it.
It's probably a topic for a wake-up call, but yeah. Yes.
I just going to tell you, I don't know. We that's an age-old debate. We don't need people national on that, but I don't like either one.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of stuffing or dressing.
I'm good with stovetop stuffing that doesn't have, like, you know, the big turkey pieces in it, but I'm good with dressing that does have the big turkey pieces in it. I think I would prefer, I guess, dressing if you're making that difference, but stuffing, dressing. Number two is stuffing / dressing. We'll just keep it at that to keep it simple. All right. Number one does not have any audio, but I'll still play the sounder.
Number one.
Because I couldn't really find any funny clips or, you know, things about that. But it is twice baked potatoes. Man, number one, especially the way my mom makes it. She makes the best twice baked potatoes. She makes to where the fact that it's kind of like, they're not like individual, like, potatoes, but like it's all together, like, so it's kind of like a twice baked mashed potato type thing. She puts bacon bits in it, cheese. I mean, oh, there's like a little bit of sour cream in it. Oh, it is so good.
I would love to try it. It makes me hungry right now. But does she make that for Thanksgiving?
I was gonna say three in one doesn't belong on a Thanksgiving list. That belongs at a steakhouse menu. But
That's a lot. I mean, that is a lot to do for Thanksgiving.
It does take her a while, but she knows I love it, and she loves me, so she makes it for me.
How many bags of potatoes does she buy?
Quite a bit. I couldn't even honestly tell you.
And no mashed potatoes in the Matthews house?
Not when you have twice baked potatoes. Because, again, like the way she makes it, it's kind of like a mashed potato type thing.
You completely missed on at least two things, and I won't reveal them right now. I'll wait till, because I know we got to get a break. But, yeah, there's two completely swinging misses here.
Everyone has a chance to weigh in right now on Dylan's Thanksgiving list. 404-726-0929. What did he miss? What should be higher? What should be lower? I have tweeted out the entire list if you missed anything there. 404-726-0929. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.